Blog Talk Radio.
Is your computer buffering? What's going on, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. Man, December 7th, 2023. We are in December. It's years blown by fast. Last month of the year, last month to get your shit together, reach your whatever, what do you call them, New Year's resolutions. You got a month left. Got a month left to reach your goals. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. So where me and my folks get together, rap about the weed's mathematics, it's popping in these streets. See what's going on in your hood, my hood, and all the hoods across the world, man. You know, we get together, we just talk about love, politics, music, sports. Whatever is on your mind to discuss, we like to try to have that discussion. You can catch us on all the social media platforms. You can catch us on Twitter. You can catch us on, catch us on the Instagrams. Catch us, pretty much anywhere. We'll be on Twitch sometimes. I got to fix that. And if you want to call in, what bad, I'm yawning on the phone. If you want to call in, 929-477-3975. Let's see, what we want to discuss. So, ain't nobody on yet, so it's just going to be us. I got to do a better job at letting people know, but we appreciate the listeners out there. We kind of see some of you folks out there. So it's been a tough week, man. It's been a real tough week for your boy. Oh, shit, dropped the mic. My bad for all the feedback you might get because of it. It's been a tough week for your boy. Just a lot of work, man. And, it's funny how, the things that you start becoming used to in life, like you get to a point of life and in education and in work where people are paying you well for things and your job is really counting on you, you're an integral part of the team, and then it's like they give you money for it and then it's like, damn, like kind of liked it when no one cared about what I did, because if I wanted to take, like, tomorrow, I fully plan on taking a sick day. I ain't going into work tomorrow. I probably got 20 more sick hours to use before the end of the year. But even though I ain't going in tomorrow, I know I'm going to have to log in and do some work. Because ain't nobody going to do it. And that's the point of becoming an adult. That sucks. Being an adult doesn't suck when you're 18 to about 26, 27, 28. It sucks when you hit 40. I had one of my boys come in town last night. It was good catching up with him. And then, like, the discussion always goes back to, back in the day, hanging out and things we used to run around and do. But we don't talk about nothing now because none of us do nothing but work. It's just sad, man. Without further ado, I guess I'll stop. I was already going to rant, too, but I guess I'll stop filibustering. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, my brother?
Oh, man, you know me. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. Riding on the high, living life, man.
I hear that. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing. You got a big birthday coming up. Any big plans?
Hell no. I ain't a birthday person, really. Maybe it's being a Sagittarius, birthday being close to Christmas or whatever. But no, I don't really be planning to do nothing.
Okay. Shorty got anything planned for you? Is it going to be a surprise? Or she ain't doing shit?
We ain't talked about it, but I hope not. I'll be telling her to save money. Like, stop spending money on me. Like, nah. You can give me the money. That, yo, giving money is always a good gift. But, dang, I ain't never got money as a gift as an adult. So, dang, I ain't got that one since I was, like, 10 years old.
Yeah. always do money. Look, I just put my car in the shop for an inspection and an oil change, and they just hit me with a $600 bill. So,
God damn, money. You got a dealership?
Nah, well, I mean, the kind of car that I have is one of them type of cars where maintenance is going to be a problem, but like something, they said, they know how to get you too, yo, because they said your brake frame is your brake frame is broken, and it won't pass inspection. And I was like, all right, well, how much is that? He was like,
You already know. What's with the
I was like, damn. He was like, that's going to be about $400. I said, God damn. He was like, yeah, you know, you can't pass inspection without it. He was like, and it's a serious issue. You don't want that thing to break while you're driving. He's like, and then you got a headlight out, which I knew. But I was like, yeah, I got the bulb in there. How much are you going to charge you to put in there? He said, well, you got the wrong bulb in there, so I hope you can get your money back. But the bulb I got to buy for your car is $120.
Wait. First off, why are you going to pay to put the bulb in there?
Well, I've been meaning to put the bulb in myself, and it's just been cold. I've been driving without headlights for about 6 months. I've had the bulb in my car for about 5 months.
I don't know what kind of car you got, but it can't be that difficult to put the bulb in. I mean, maybe. I've seen some cars where it's crazy. Like, you actually, like, got to pull out some tools to get to the headlight compartment. But for, I would say, about 90% of cars, it ain't that difficult. Get you some pliers, maybe, and your hand, and you should be all right.
I don't know, man. But either way, man, this turned into an expensive trip. But hopefully this is the last big expense on the car. I mean, I can't really complain. It hasn't given me much trouble. But, man, these things ain't cheap to fix. I got my man New York, New York in the building. New York, New York, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's popping with the population.
Same old, man. Can't complain.
Yo, New York, let me ask you a question. Before you get started, again, I was thinking about my son who ain't really motivated to start driving. Growing up in New York, did you grow up wanting your license and to drive and stuff, or was it just like an afterthought?
Nah, it's an afterthought.
Or when you were growing up in New York?
Nah, it was an afterthought because, like, At that time, it was kind of like, so the streets, like, if you ever been to Brooklyn, the streets is like so narrow, like only like one car can like fit really down a road type shit. And then not only that, it's kind of like you can't really even find parking. Like, you gotta park like three blocks away in order to like go all the way back home. And then nobody want to deal with that. Nobody want to deal with that really.
That's what I thought. I thought people growing up in areas where it's like, where you got like public transportation and everything, and especially in a place like the East Coast where driving ain't really that big a deal for like parking and stuff. Like, I think people grow up not really caring about getting a license or driving. Yeah, out in the burbs, it was different. We was like, yo, can't wait to turn 16, get that permit, get that license, and then find somebody's car to get in, because that's all you wanted, get that freedom.
Nah, for real. Like, yeah, when you first get the license in a car and a whip, I mean, yeah, you get that freedom, but then it starts becoming a chore. Then you got to pay for gas. Then you got to keep up with your car. I mean, oil changes. I mean, like, if you know how to work on your car, like, the oil changes you could do yourself, the brakes you could do yourself, air filters, stuff like that. But, like after that little adrenaline rush, that high overcomes you, and then now you like an adult, and you just got to drive, bro. It's not even fun no more. Everything takes 30 minutes, an hour, 45 minutes to get to, bro.
Said it ain't even fun no more. Yo, having a car is, that's the one thing about living down here that, you know, I tell people all the time, man. It sucks is that the public transportation just isn't good. They made a train that only goes through like part of the city. And I don't know if it's just because of my selfishness, but I'm like, yo, they brought this train over to the university and up a little bit more towards the other part of the city, and, you know, we live in a beach town. You make the train go to the beach, I feel like I'd be on that train all the time. But the train is just, like, in, like, one little spot, you know. And it just sucks, man. But I used to love public transportation back in the day. But, I mean, like Blair said, when you get that freedom, if you got an opportunity to drive a car, man, that joint is love, man, but it is a hassle. Paying to get these cars fixed ain't cool, man. Not cool at all.
I was thinking about that with my son and everything, because, like, I mean, he wasn't worried about it before, but now, you know, he got a girl and everything. He living in his mom's basement, so trying to get that whip and that freedom is kind of, like, moving up the list of priorities. And I was thinking, like, all right, you got to sit down with him. You know, it's like, it's not just a car. You got to also work this into your budget, because you're going to have to put gas in it regularly. You ain't getting nothing new, so you're going to have to prepare for maintenance. I mean, oil changes. If you ain't going to learn and figure out how to do it yourself, $100 every couple months. You ain't going to have great tires, so you're going to have to buy some new tires or keep buying old used tires. So the maintenance and upkeep of a car, it's like a monthly bill.
Yeah.
Man, them tires is no joke. I ain't gonna hold you. I think one of my tires got like 3 patches in them or something like that. Them tires is no joke, especially the new tires. It feel good when you get them new tires in the car. Don't get me wrong. That car drives smooth, but like, nah, bro. That was just even cost an arm and a leg.
Tires is so expensive, and I know we sound mad old right now, but tires is so expensive. It don't make no sense, but it do make sense, because that's really the only part of the car. Not really. That is the only part of the car that touched the road, though. It's an important piece of the car, but it ain't even really a piece of the car, so it costs that much. But tires are so expensive, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. I'm with y'all, man. It's like crazy. But, I mean, you know, what can you do, yo? What can you do? All right, man. So, well, I mean, yeah. It's good that y'all are at least able to help him budget and think about it, and the fact that he's home, he don't have to, you know, he ain't out here butt naked having to take a car. Oh, baby, got some drinks. DJ C-Sire, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? Yeah, DJ C-Sire is having one of them weeks you're getting over a cold. But yeah, man. But having that freedom, because you don't want to be clapping his girl cheeks in his mama crib. You think he doing that, yo?
I don't know. I would assume so at some point. But her crib, she kind of, they both 19, but she got a lot more freedom than he will at his mom crib. Probably more so at her house than over there.
I feel you. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Well, I did all my topics last week, so, Blair, I'm going to start with you. Anything specific you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, crap. Let me pull up the topics, man. I know it was something I threw in there that I wanted to discuss. Oh, you know what, something I just saw? I don't know how many of y'all saw it. I should put it in the thing. Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, got a new TV show coming out. I don't know, miniseries. It's 8 episodes. It's a remake of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And it's him and an Asian chick.
Okay.
Have any of y'all seen that trailer?
Yeah, we seen it.
All right. I was thinking about it because the trailer I seen, like when I saw it, I went to the comments. And I don't know why I went to the comments. I usually don't for movie trailers. But the amount of hate people were having, specifically or primarily for the Asian chick, but it was all this hate talk about, you know, you can't replace Angelina. You can't replace Angelina. Some things just don't need to be remade. Just leave it with Brad and Angelina. Oh, my God, diversity, equity, and inclusion for this, too? It's funny because I looked at it as just a movie channel. Not a movie channel, it's a TV show, and I missed all of that. I didn't get, like, not one whiff of that when I was first watching. All right, that's cool. And I'm a Donald Glover fan, so maybe I was looking at it as rolled-colored glasses. Like, did y'all have, like, that same reaction? Like, they remaking Mr. and Mrs. Smith with a black and an Asian? Like, did any of y'all have that kind of reaction?
I mean, I did, and I thought it was, I trust Donald Glover to either make something really, really good or really weird enough that I might think it's good. I didn't have any problem with an Asian and a black guy. I mean, but I'm also not racist. I didn't look at Mr. and Mrs. Smith like, oh, it's a two white person love story cloaked in assassins either. Just looked at it as just a movie. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'm hoping it's just a good product. It's weird to see, it's going to be kind of interesting to see Donald Glover in this role of, like, he's always been good at comedy. He's been good with the drama. It'll be interesting to see how he does in the action part of it. Because, I mean, we can't really believe Donald Glover is going to be out here whooping people's ass, right? He just don't seem like that type of guy, right? I hate to be that person.
I ain't got no problem believing it. And you know what, that's funny. When I was looking at, reading the comments, I was like, all right, they got all this hate for the Asian chick, and they started, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's no Angelina. I was like, but Donald Glover, like, he's a, you know, in-shape black dude. Like, I could believe him as a fighter. I could believe he's a spy. Like, that didn't, like, I mean, he played Lando Calrissian. Like, I mean, I definitely believe him as a spy.
That's what GJC Science said he did in Star Wars. Look, I'm gonna see it. What's it come out on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it. So I hope that
I just pulled up the video again just to, like, double check. First thing it says, can't top Angelina, baby. Definitely can't top her and Brad. This is not giving what it's supposed to. There are too many gorgeous and talented black women who could have played this role perfectly. Why her?
Oh man, that's foul.
Nothing, and I mean nothing, will surpass the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad and Angelina. First off, that movie was a remake in itself, but, you know, whatever. People don't really... Someone's like, yo, is this a joke? Someone else like, yo, they really playing right in front of our face. Like, we ain't going to do and we supposed to just take it.
What was the original movie?
It's funny because it was originally a TV show. Brad and Angelina took the TV show, or most of Brad, because it was his production company, and turned it into a movie. And then they had another, like, a made-for-TV movie that came out a couple years after that. So this one with Donald Glover is, like, the fourth version of this.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. They learn something new every day.
Brad
Angelina
is fucking 60 years old,
yo.
That's somebody else to make a movie.
Yeah. I feel like they're playing Jet and Brad to remake this movie again.
Some comments, they sound like they're saying, like, yo, just leave it alone, but I don't know, man. I'm happy they did. When I first heard about it, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I heard Donald Glover, so I was like, oh, that's cool. I like him, so I trust him. Now, I ain't going front. Looking at the thing, and I'm looking at the Asian chick, she doesn't give me spy vibes. Like, I don't believe she's going to be out here kicking any ass like Angelina was. But at the same time, that's what you got a gun for. So.
Yeah, I don't know what people want from them. I mean, as long as it's a good product, like I said, as long as it's a good product, who cares? That's what I always say. If it's a good product, it's a good product. Like, you know, I didn't expect, you know, that show Community to be all that good. And so I sat down and watched it. I was like, oh, nah, this is dope. You know what I mean? It really had nothing to do with Childish Gambino, but it was just a good product. So, you know, let's make sure when's it come out.
February 2nd, Black History Month. I'm gonna put the black man and the Asian woman together during Black History Month. Perfect.
All right, well, we're gonna have to make a note to make sure that we watch this joint.
Yeah, I'm going to have to support. It was just funny when I saw the comments, like, not the diversity and an inclusion remix.
Yeah, that's funny.
The internet is undefeated, man. But it's filled with hate.
But that's the internet. The internet always going to make that. They always going to make that joke. You know, that's the bots. The bots are always going to make sure that they get them jokes off. Because, I mean, that's what the internet's for, right?
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, man, maybe I'm tripping because I missed all of that. But, you know, the internet go internet.
Yeah. So, all right. So we got to watch out for Mr. Smith. What else we got?
Yo, something I put in the chat. And I wanted to, something I put in the chat, and I definitely want to get y'all's opinion on it or something. So, this happened in Ohio. Lady got into it with the Chipotle worker for whatever reason. Maybe they messed up the order. They weren't making it how they wanted to make it. She threw the rice bowl at the Chipotle. Hit the Chipotle worker with the rice bowl. Called the cops. Cops got her. She got arrested. She gets convicted of assault. She gets sentenced to 90 days in jail. The judge comes and says, hey, you could do all 90 days, or you could do 60 days working at this Chipotle and do just 30 days in jail. Of course, she's like, hell yeah. Give me the 60 days working at Chipotle if I only got to do 30 days lockup. But she does have to, like, get hired, find a job and get hired at a Chipotle before, like, her next court date. But when I heard that story, I was like, yo, this can't be what we're doing. And I'm all for judges being creative with their punishments. You know, nobody died. I mean, it ain't the end of the world. But at some point, I'm like, hold up. You really just going to let people work instead of going to jail? It didn't sit right with me. I felt like I was being a hater, but I'm like, I don't know. This just ain't sitting right with me for some reason.
It's a couple of different ways to look at it, right? So when you first put it in there, the first thought, and I was driving, I was leaving work, but the first thing I thought was, hold on, is this indentured servitude? Because I thought that she had to work for free at Chipotle. But you changed it, and if I read it right, because I haven't looked at it since you put it in there, she has to actually get hired and work at a Chipotle, right?
Yeah, she has to get hired and work.
So does she not have a job now? Like, I feel like...
Well, you in jail.
He can't work in jail.
Yeah, I guess that's true too. But I feel like if she has a job now, it's kind of messed up. You making it like, what if you push her in a different tax bracket? But you know, I think it is creative though. I think it's dope. I think that she, I think it's a fair punishment. But why did she throw the rice bowl? It couldn't have been just because the order wasn't right.
I don't know.
That's the thing that she tried working. Go ahead. Oh, I was saying that's kind of actually what I think it was. It's like, all right, you was over here mistreating fast food workers because they got your order. Now you go be a fast food worker. See how you like being mistreated. That's kind of the vibe I was getting from it. Because I ain't going to front. People do be, like, treating these young people badly who be working at these fast food places. Like, it's fast food. It'll be all right. And I know, again, it's just the internet, but it seems like I be seeing videos all the time. People throwing stuff, jumping over the counter, fighting the workers. Like, come on, man. It's just a large fry. You be all right. You be all right if you don't get that extra, the extra barbecue sauce. But see, those are the people who, like, even if you make them work at a McDonald's for 60 days or whatever. I'm going to say something that DJ Cesar is going to get upset with me about. Those are the people that's mentally retarded anyway. Like, it's,
because you said retarded.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know another word to use. So I don't mean chromosomes. I mean, like, brain problems. Because, like, if your food isn't right and you decide to throw the rice bowl at someone, like, they'll give you a refund and remake it. I don't think I've ever been to a place where I said, I ordered this, it was wrong, and they said, suck my dick, you got to keep it anyway. I really don't think it'd be that. I think, and I hate to say it, I think it'd be us. I think as black people, we just, like, be too hot, strong sometimes, and, like, ain't got no chill. I've seen people just be, like, on 10 for no reason. But that was my thought, like, yo, like, what if Chipotle don't want to hire her? At first I thought, like, yo, they going to force her to work at Chipotle? Like, nah, I ain't hiring you. Just threw something at one of my employees. Now you got to come work where I'm at? Like, I thought that part was wrong, too, but it ain't got to be that store. It can be any store.
This is what I'll say is fair. I was going to say, for her, yeah, it's fine. For the people that got to hire this dumb bitch, it's unfair to them. Who wants to train somebody who don't have a good enough temper to throw food at people? I don't want to be working with you. I work retail. You crazy. I ain't working with you. Hell no, we ain't going to hire her. Now, if it's now just
might
all
the down in the hood, though.
Contingency of hiring and all that and going through that process, we ain't spending money to train your dumb ass. I ain't training you. Please, it ain't fair for the people who have to work with her. I ain't working with her. I think that's ridiculous. In terms of that, now in terms of her just saying, hey, this is what they go through. You should have a better perspective of what people that work these jobs do, so that you could be aware of that. Okay, I understand that concept. That makes sense. And no, it should be for free. She should be able to work for free. Free labor. That's right. This is servitude. I mean, it's a punishment. It's a punishment.
That's what I was thinking. That's the only reason I thought that it might have been fair. Like, yo, you got to work here for free. You got to give back some time. You done, I mean, these people, they probably done lost a worker or whatever, so now you got to work. But then I was like, maybe it's just the conservative in me, the Republican. I'm like, nah, man, lock her ass up. Make her do all 90 days. Hard labor. 23-1, man. Matter of fact, put her in solitude confinement. You throwing food because you got your order wrong? Nah, man. Do your 90.
Right. I'm right with you. Because, like, at the end of the day, like, you all over the social media sites. You all on. Like, everybody knows that you over here throwing rice bowl at Chipotle workers. And then you got to try to find a Chipotle that want to hire you. Like, so you could get what, 60 days knocked off your sins. Like, if I'm a manager at Chipotle, right, and you come into my establishment trying to get hired at my establishment, and I've just seen you on motherfucking Twitter, Like, you throwing rice bowls at employees from a company that I manage. Like, nah, you ain't get hired here. Nah, you ain't. You just gotta go do your 90 days. You know what I mean? You did it. You know what I mean? Do the crime, do the time. Be like, it is what it is.
That's actually what I'm hoping they do. I hope all the Chipotle in the Ohio area that she's from put her name out there, like, yo, don't hire this crazy chick. And then she can't get a job. And then she got to do her 90 days.
Oh, you already know the CEO blasting the emails to all the corporations. You already know. They bought the staffing and everything. Team meeting. Don't hire this woman.
So why? Okay. So instead of, I mean, you can't send somebody to jail for throwing food at somebody, can you?
That's assault.
Yeah, she hit somebody.
I mean, I understand y'all, right, but some things aren't worth jail, right? Like, make her pay her fine. I'm good with her working. Hell, why don't we tie her up and just throw food at her? Why don't
let me go first, and I want the Popeye's biscuits.
And allow the Chipotle workers, make sure the food isn't burning hot so she don't get scolded, nothing crazy. Start throwing burritos at her in the face, yo. Why can't that be her punishment, though?
Hot sauce dump tank.
he tried to make sure she don't have no kids. But like, why do we have to send people to jail in America all the time? It's my baby.
Hey, because jail is the great equalizer. I mean, so what? If a rich person could throw it and, all right, look, you threw some rice, $200, that's nothing. That's nothing to them. You got to take something from them. Got to be their freedom or something else. That's why you don't just pay tickets. You get points for your license because to some people, the money for the ticket don't mean a thing. Once you start getting those points and you can't drive no more, that's when you start adding up.
There's way too many people in jail for it to be considered a great equalizer, though. It just doesn't seem to work.
I mean, our legal system in general is supposed to be the great equalizer. To say, we don't care how much money you got, how broke you are, but everybody gets treated the same here. You hit somebody, go to jail.
People definitely don't get treated the same here. And if you have money, you definitely enjoy. You, if this person was rich and smacked somebody upside the head with a burrito, they definitely not going to jail. They might have to pay some more money, but they not going to jail.
Which highlights the inequality and unfairness of our justice system, because that is how it is set up. We fine you. If you can't pay the fine, then you go to jail. Well, if you can pay the fine, then you're good. It's a lot of different setup or different aspects of the justice system that's set up like that. It is set up for poor people to be the ones to actually really have to suffer, and rich people be able to get out of. I listened to an NPR segment about it. Thank you.
So you believe
it's not even the justice, it's just America, because it's the way we value money. And I'm pretty sure it's not just America, probably worldwide, but if you're somebody who don't value money that much, or if you're in a community that doesn't value money as highly, then the rich person ain't going to get over. But so right now, it's like, hey, you got money, you hit somebody, you can go to them and be like, yo, here go a couple of dollars, just tell them you don't want to file no charges. Or you can hire a good lawyer who knows the district attorney or knows the judge, right? Look, first offense, yada, 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 don't mean nothing. We'll pay a fine. We'll make a donation, restitution. We'll pay for cleanup. Bang, boom, pow. No jail time. You paid a couple dollars. Easy peasy. If you ain't got no money, or if you're somewhere we're like, nah, okay, you hit me. I don't want your money. I'm pressing charges, then ain't going to be too much. It gets more difficult and more difficult when you start dealing with people who don't really care about the money you got.
Look, speaking of value of money, I was with my boy yesterday. I see him in a minute. He's well traveled. He was telling me that, like, when he was in Dubai, like, he makes good money. Like, you know, he's done well for himself. You know, he was at the bar hanging out, and he had ordered a couple drinks, and he basically put like $300 on the table and told her, hey, just keep it for the tab. Let him know when it runs out, because he felt he was good. He was in Dubai. They were, you know, kind of on vacation doing their thing. They had some extra money in their pocket. Said the guy next to him laughed, took out some gold and put it in a cup and handed it to the bartender and was like, yeah, I'm good for the rest of the week. And I was like, yo, when you're tipping people in gold, yo, it's got to be ridiculous. He said they have ATMs out there where they don't give you cash. They give you little gold bricks.
How do you spend bullion cubes? I don't know. Like, they got places that, like, take that.
Yeah, he said it's just dumb. He's like, when Blair was talking about not value of money, like, those were the stories last night he was telling me. I was just thinking about, like, yo, when you just don't value money, when you're not even, like, weighing gold, you're just giving people, like, gold dust for your payment, and it's like, yeah, that's about $3,000. And it's just nothing. Those are my favorite videos on Instagram, is where these terrorists got all this money, and like one of the terrorists had like a Lamborghini, and a bear came up and ripped the door off, and they was just like, ah, nah, that's cool. It's like, what?
Why do you call them terrorists?
Because he's ignorant.
I mean, that's what they are.
No, they're not. I don't know. They could be.
That's what we've been led to believe by the propaganda machine of America, that anybody with a beard that has a tan, that, you know, boo, 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 talks like that. Yeah, I don't believe that they terrorists. They cool with me. I look like them. I'm one of them.
Nah, but, man, you ain't got the hijab on or whatever. The you ain't got the skirt on or dress on, so nah, you don't look like them. But you the one who calling them terrorists, so it can't be cool with you.
Look, man, everybody a terrorist show. America's terrorists, Israel's terrorists, Palestine's terrorists. We all terrorizing each other, man. It goes to my theory. The reason why humans are so violent towards each other is because everything in the galaxy is just nothing but violence and chaos. If you think how Earth was transformed, if you, you know, skip the whole God thing, it was because a meteor with minerals smashed into the Earth, causing a great chemical combustion. If you think about our sun, it's nothing but an exploding star. If you think about our galaxy, it's nothing but rocks flying at millions of miles an hour running into each other. There's no such thing as peace.
Mm.
We can get deep. We can do the math, yo.
Chaos and peace. I mean, chaos and peace.
The only time there's peace is right after the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Right after everything dies.
You said that's the only time it's peace?
Yeah.
What kind of morbid shit is that? Death is peace. What's wrong with you,
yo?
So,
if you really think about the makeup of the galaxy, think about the inside core of the Earth. It's nothing but exploding magma. That's what's keeping the Earth turning, is a fiery bomb in the center of it, forcing it to turn. If that stops, we all die. It's crazy. That's if you believe in science. You could believe it's God. And then God made the devils, like, of all things to make, why would you make him? Like, why don't you just get rid of him so we could all be happy and peace?
He's a fallen angel.
Yeah, why don't you couldn't beat the angel? Like, why do you have to prove?
He does beat him.
Why do you have to prove to the devil that once you give humans free will, we'll come back to you? Why not just kill him? You had to know we would get all this secondhand smoke and start destroying the Earth. It don't make sense. Earth is the galaxy is chaos. I'm telling you, it's the reason why humans are violent. Everything's violent.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But, yeah, everything goes towards chaos. That's a physics. That's a physics.
Think about mating.
It's a physics.
Mating is violence. only humans make love considered compassionate, but everything else in the world, when it mates, it's violent.
So what are you talking about? Who told you that?
No, it's the truth. You ever watch?
And I've been to the zoo, man. Every time I go there, them turtles is fucking, and it looked like a lot of things. Violent ain't it?
Well, that's
those turtles are. I'm thinking, what's up with the turtles? Because the daggone turtles was having sex when we were at the zoo. What's up with the turtles? Because
they know they're about to be eaten.
Something's
gonna fly out.
I was gonna say, of all the animals, nobody be getting old but the turtle.
And the only reason why that doesn't look violent is because it's slow.
Oh, no, it sounded pretty violent to me because those Galapagos turtles were...
It was making them... Oh.
It was loud. It was a little bit frightening.
You got a little bit to the left there. But, you know,
I do love
too
turtles.
Many animal videos. I want to.
I mean, they live to be like... You know, Galapagos turtles like live to be like 500.
Those some big-ass turtles, man. I would love to go down there and go visit them, but they got sharks out there, too.
We're going to go.
You can go. I ain't fucking with them sharks.
We don't have to go in the water.
So I was talking to my boy last night because, you know, he's in one of those industries where he always has to be in the water. And he said in Australia when they train, because of how warm the water is and because of the amount of great white sharks down there, anytime they train in deep water, they have to have 3 helicopters circle over them with 50 cal bullets in case a great white comes next to them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, a 50 cal sounds dangerous. He said, it is, but the sound will scare the shark even if they miss the bullet. And I was like, well, what if it hits you? He's like, well, then you'll die.
You just hope they have better. I mean, they're supposed to be marked, man, aren't they?
But he said when they training, they have to have 3 helicopters just high up with 50 cal rounds. You shouldn't go to Australia.
Yeah, just don't go in the water.
Yeah, have you seen what they have on land?
Those spiders kind of scare me, but I'm still going. We're still going. I talked some
more power to you.
Look, when God kicked out that angel that they called the devil, he landed in Australia. That was his first stop.
No, he did. I don't know. I don't know what they did. I don't know what part of Pangea or whatever broke off to develop those animals. I just saw somebody, I just saw a video of a kangaroo trying to knock through somebody's glass window or glass pane patio door. That thing all bulked up, looked like he was like, he done some coke or something, but he was mad. He was trying to break through. Then he was trying to get somebody's dog. Yo, y'all don't fuck with that kangaroo, yo. And then I saw another was a little cute little kangaroo. I was like, y'all, I don't believe you. Those kangaroos, yo.
Kangaroos and monkeys, tear your face off.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to Australia, New York, New York?
Not at all. Ain't no place for me. Ain't no place for me. Nope. I can't even deal with the flight. Longest flight I ever been to was Hawaii. I've been, look, that's one in a lifetime. Like, I'm not, nah, no, no. The flight is a problem already. Australia is a whole nother problem. No, I'm not doing it. Australia is not meant for people to live there. Like, I'd rather go deal with Antarctica or some shit. Australia? Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Like, really, how does all this fucked up stuff land in one place? Like, the giant spiders, mice, the snakes. Like, how did all this end up in Australia? Like, why there?
The devil. That's where he lands.
I don't know if it's climate. Temperament? I don't know. Is it the English?
Well, it's just
the jailed English
people? It's just it's perfect temperature. You know, Australia don't get cold, so it's surrounded by water.
Mm-hmm.
It's always warm. You're always going to have enough bacteria to thrive, And when you got that many predators who can thrive and never have to hibernate to let anything grow, you got to become more dangerous to survive.
It's scary. It's scary, but we're going to go. We're going to talk to my law sister. She did a semester in Australia. She did a...
Yeah, how long was the flight to Hawaii, New York?
It was broken up. So I think it was like a total of like probably like 12 hours, but it's like I had to fly like to LA. And then we landed in Maui, I believe. But I think it was like, yeah, it was like a total of probably like 12, 13 hours. And then that time zone really messed you up, especially when you come back, yo. I was just mad tired. Just mad tired all the time. I had to get adjusted. But, like, yeah, if it was, like, a whole straight-through flight, I wouldn't survive. Not at all.
Yeah, because L.A. is 5, and then I guess from L.A. to Hawaii is, like, 6 or 7?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. You just flying over mad water. Just mad water. All you see is clouds and water until you see them little tiny islands. And I'm be like, man, please get me off this plane, bro. Please land, bro.
And you know, it's funny, like, that's what's fucked up. And I think we've had this discussion about the not to go morbid again, but Pearl Harbor and the commie Japs.
Japanese?
No, but what were they called? Kamikaze pilots.
Kamikaze.
Like, the reason why they knew they was kamikaze pilots because in World War II there wasn't enough gas to get them back. Like, flying from Japan to Hawaii, they didn't have big enough freighters to put in the middle of the ocean. I know it's the greatest quote of all time. It's one of the greatest rants of all time. But they didn't have enough. They knew that the pilots didn't have enough gas to get back. So they were like, yo, once you fly out there, you ain't coming back. So let all your bullets go and then run your plane into the ship. I feel like I would have just flew to Seattle. Like, I feel like if that's what I signed up for in war, like, I feel like I'm going to take my plane and just, like get diverted to, like, Papua New Guinea. Ain't that one of them islands out there?
Yes, that's near Australia.
Australia? No, I ain't going there. Fuck that.
Papua New Guinea, yeah.
There's some other islands out there in the Pacific out there in Hawaii, right?
Somewhere.
The Battle of Midway. Where's Midway at? Midway is... Oh, that's one of my islands. All right, man. We get off.
Samoa, Fiji, Cook Islands. Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, New York's right. Like, there's really not much in between California and basically China, Australia. Like, that Pacific Ocean flight is crazy. And I'm dreading it. I know one day we're going to have this. DJC sign is going to make me go, but we'll figure out what happens. All right. With it, how did we get on this topic? Blur brought up something crazy.
You said the devil lives in Australia.
No, that's where he landed, and that's why it's so fucked up.
Well, landed. Okay.
And then God was like, oh, man, look, he created deadly spiders already. Let me put my seed into a woman. Ain't that what he did? He planted his seed, right? In Mary.
Midway is for the Hawaiian island chain.
Midway.
Yeah, I got some good legal news. I don't know.
Hold on, I feel like
we talked about him on here.
Hold on, before you go there, keep that thought. I just thought about something with the Bible. All them Arabs and Israels, how they all get their names, how did we end up with just Mary and Joseph? I know a bunch of Jewish people. I know a bunch of Muslims. Ain't none of them close to a Mary or Joseph.
Joseph, yeah. Joseph is...
That'd be their nickname. That ain't their real name. They real name be like, ha, 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 and we just call them Joseph. I just thought about that. That couldn't have been their real names back.
They were Jewish.
But that couldn't have been their real names. There's no way their real name was Mary.
Yes.
It was the same thing like with Jesus, right? Like it ain't calling like it's like what the what is it, the Hebrew language don't have a J. It's like his name was like Yahweh or something like that.
No, his
That's
name was
Witnesses.
Yahshua.
Yahshua, something like that. Yeah.
Why you get so called up? God knows I love him. Him, her, they.
So,
all three of them.
So, yeah.
Hey, they were the first pronoun. All right, boy, I'm going to get back to you.
Please, good news. Right.
I feel like we talked about the young boy Mikey Williams on here before. Like, he was the highest rated, like, eighth grader, ninth grader, or whatever, going in the high school. Then he was, like, number two or whatever behind DJ Williams. And he got arrested, like, I guess earlier this year, pled guilty, but he's getting off. Like, he pled guilty to a lower charge. Like, he got recruited by Memphis, but he couldn't go to Memphis and actually be part of the team or actually join the university because he was on this trial for, like, shooting at people. But he just pled guilty to, like, making threats or something, threats of harm. And so now you get to go to school, man. You get to go join Penny and at Memphis and – 1 year there, then he'll be in the NBA. This could have went left real quick for the dude. Like, he was facing some time, but they worked it out. All he got to do, he got to go through anger management. He got to take some gun safety classes. And if he completes all of that by, like, August, then his charges become a misdemeanor, and he good. He ain't even going to be on parole.
But didn't he shoot at somebody? Or they couldn't prove that?
Allegedly. He had a gun. He made some threats. The car was going away, and it got shot up. You know, 2 + 2 don't always equal 4 because ain't nobody see, or, you know, the people who got shot up weren't really looking at who was doing the shooting. They know who had the gun. They know who was threatening them. But when the car was leaving, they really weren't looking to see where the bullets were coming from.
Oh, civil suit. Did anybody get hit? Because is he still liable for a civil suit? I guess that's what I'm thinking.
Now, nobody got hit. Nobody actually got hit. The car got hit, but not. It was like 5 people in the car, and none of the people in the car got hit.
Yo, Mikey's going to have to buy me a Bentley, yo.
I'm hey, there's more with money coming into play, but I think that's what happened. They know, like, he got 1 year, not even a full year, at Memphis. Then he's going to be in the league. Yes, somebody going to get it. Somebody going to get the check.
I hope he stay out of trouble. I hope he stops shooting at people.
Well, he in Memphis, so, you know, he right there. Him and Jago hook up.
Yeah, it can't be good. It can't be good. Maybe they'll start going to church together. That's what I'm hoping for. Hopefully they start going to church together and stay out of trouble.
Now, man, I think this is good news. I think this might be the wake-up call that he needs. And sometimes, like, sometimes people got to bump their head till they learn their lesson. Hopefully this is close enough where he learned his lesson and it could really be a turnaround situation for him without, you know, ruining his life. And, like, I was like, dude had a real bright future, man. Like, he was on ESPN all the time and everything. He had a reality show and, you know, probably was too young for a reality show and TV's following him, cameras following him around everywhere. But I just didn't want to see that big of a fall from grace, like, for such a young dude.
You can't be shooting at people yet. You learned that pretty early. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, hopefully he stays out of trouble. Hopefully he maybe they didn't do it. Maybe this was, you know, the best thing for him because somebody else was shooting. You know? It's one of those things where, you know, you just hope that the kid realizes we all get lucky growing up in life. I think no, we all don't get lucky. Some of us don't, to be honest. But I think a lot of us can look back on our lives and say, damn, that could have went really, really bad. I got away with one. And usually it's not something that bad when you're shooting at somebody, but pride of being young, you know, it's a tough, especially when you're an athlete, you got all that testosterone, and you can always it can sometimes turn bad, so, you know. Memphis is a rough city for him to be in, though. like it could either perpetuate what he doing or it can attack him in a different way too, man. That's what's scary because Memphis, now I can't act like I'm a resident, but when we went to Memphis, you can tell there's a couple different people getting money in the city. And some of it's more dangerous than others. But we ain't got our time there.
Yeah, man. It's like what AI said about Philly. Like, this ain't a cupcake city. This ain't the city where you're just going to come to and just, you know, it's going to be all good all the time.
Yeah. So, all right, well, I didn't even know Mikey had a show. I might have to check that out. I might have to Google that one. All right. What else we got on the docket? DJ C, sorry, anything particularly you want to talk about?
No, I don't think there's anything I can think of at this second, if that was everything y'all talked about. Okay.
New York, you got anything in particular?
Nope. I'm ready to hop into the topic.
Okay. Another one that blurred through in there, the top O-lineman in the nation went to IMG Academy. Decided he was going to go play for Colorado and Deion. Deion gets the number one recruited O-lineman in a position that he actually needed, but he did it on First Take today. And this is, okay, maybe this is me being cynical, but he made it seem like Deion didn't know this was happening. But I feel like with Michael Irvin, with Skip Bayless, with Keyshawn Johnson, and knowing their relationship with Deion, I don't think he goes on that show unless Deion knows that he's going to Colorado. But it's a good signing for Colorado. It's a good start to the season. We have a deep dive on it, but what? So DJ C-Side, let me ask you this: would you let your 18-year-old kid go on national TV and tell everybody where he's going to college?
I don't know the likes of these activities. I would have to defer to you because
I don't care how he is.
I mean, like, what's the reason? Just so people can start
internet.
Bet.
No, it's just for the internet. He ain't did nothing yet. Yeah, he could go there and suck, yo.
Yeah.
Like, that's the funny thing. He could go there and stink. You know how many people we had come from big-time colleges? Oh, he came from West Virginia. He came from Virginia Tech. He came from Maryland. He came here. You're like, oh, man, word. Man, that big-time school, man. I can't wait to see what he like on the field. No homo. Man, after four reps, man, this dude sucks. No wonder why he ain't. So, I don't know. I think it's a lot of hype, but I think it's good for him. I mean, this kid, what's he, 6'5", 340? So he's got good size and, you know, top prospect. You can only try and get who you think is the best, man. So they got a top one. What you got, boy?
Yeah, it's not even so much about him going to Colorado. That's great. I'm happy for Deion in Colorado. We knew he was going to get some top prospects. We knew he was going to get an O-line. But to enlighten DJ Cesarin a little bit, like, there is a national signing day. And it's usually at these people's high schools. Like, they set up a table or some conference room or something. It's at the high school. They got all the hats lined up. I mean, we've all seen that before for the most part. They got their family up there with them. For some of the bigger people, they'll have media coverage. But this is a 17, 18-year-old young dude. He's on one of the biggest sports shows in the country just to say where he's going to school. Like, that's what did it for me. Like, yeah, he made an announcement. He's going to Colorado. Great for them. Like, that. Like, why is Undisputed showing this? Like, I just like, yo, I, where's the integrity at? Like, yo, yeah, we happy for you, Prime, but this is just one recruit making an announcement. Why are we going to let him make an announcement on our show that's being broadcast all around the world to our millions and millions of viewers? Cool, you got you a recruit. Like, Travis Hunter, when he said he was going to Jackson State, but still,
you know, they were in the high school auditorium. Like, it wasn't, you don't get on national TV, like the morning show, just for that. And you're right. They said they didn't know where he was going. He said he didn't tell Coach Prime directly, but yeah, you know, Michael Irvin is his boy, Skip is his boy. Like, he's cool with everybody up there. So you kind of knew, like, even if you ain't know already, you know that if he's making this announcement on there, it's because he's going to a really big school. And if it's Michael Irvin there, he's probably going to go with Prime. So I'm like, I think we might be, hey, this might be another thing like Mikey Williams back to the young athletes, man. Might begin, like, if Mikey couldn't handle a documentary or a TV crew following him around, this little homie, I ain't going to say little homie because, like, you know, 6'6 or whatever with a 7-foot wingspan, like, it's a big dude, but national TV just to say where you're going to school? Dude going to be popular as hell in Colorado. He going to be a big name in Colorado.
He will be, but I don't think it's I don't know, man. I don't like that type of stuff because, like, you ain't did nothing yet, you know? Like, yeah, you're a big-time recruit, but they don't mean you're going to have to start playing against grown men. And I think he's probably going to be good. I mean, it's rare to mess up an old lineman. If an old lineman got good feet, good hips, he stays healthy, you know, if you can build the strength. If he's got the God-given size, it's really tough to mess up O-lineman. So he's probably, and again, playing at IMG, which puts a lot of miles on you. I still worry about that. Those type of schools. I don't mind schools focusing on football, but that joint seems to me like you're getting a lot of miles and a lot of wear and tear on these kids. But, you know, I don't know, man. Going on TV, when LeBron did it, I thought it was cool because he was a professional athlete and it was free agent, and free agency is pretty dope. When you're a high school kid, I ain't hating on him. If my son said he wanted to do it, I would advise against it. If he was like, yo, I'm going to sit at this table with three different hats, I'm like, yo, don't do that, yo, because, you know, you're going to look like you're dissing somebody. You might be in the transfer portal in a year. Like, you want to make this big spectacle about going to Colorado? Like, what if he hates Colorado? He in Florida. Well, he's from D.C., but he went to Florida for high school. He'll go to Colorado. What if he gets there? I'm like, yo, I hate Deion, yo. I hate Shador. I'm going to transfer to Clemson. Then all this was for nothing. Well, I guess it was for the attention, so it's never for nothing. I don't know, but God bless him. Hope he does well. Happy for Deion. Deion look like I'm still rooting for Deion. So hopefully this is the right step. This is a good step in the right direction. See where it takes him, man. See where it goes. Anybody, New York, New York, you got anything you care about it at all?
I don't want to say I don't care about it, but yeah. I mean, you know, I don't follow sports that much, but yeah, you know what I mean? I just want to see Deion, you know what I mean, prevail. I just want to see him prevail. I know he having a tough time. I don't think it's his season right now, but, like, I still want to see him prevail.
Now, one of the subjects that we didn't get to last week was, did we talk about the Kansas City kid and the black and face?
No, we didn't really talk about it. I think that was a teaser.
Yeah, so Kansas City kid was put on a black, what do you call newspaper people?
What do you call the black newspaper people?
Yeah, well, what do you call newspaper websites nowadays?
The grill.
Media. What do you call them?
What do you call them? Liberal?
Yeah, no, they're media, but what's, like, actual newspapers called? Print?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm missing the word I want to use. But not.
Oh, the press? Articles.
I guess the press, the black press. The black. But either way, they took a picture of this white dude and
a white kid.
What's that white dude like it? Why? Who cares?
Well, he's like 40.
He might think he's a girl. In today's age, you never know. But anyway, this white thing was wearing a native headdress, and half his face was painted black, the other half was painted red. But the picture only showed the black part of the face. So that was the original picture. So people went up in arms like, yo, who let this kid go out in blackface in a native headdress? Then the full picture came out and half his face was black and half his face was red because he was at a Kansas City Chiefs game. So people still were upset because he had a native headdress. And then they came out and said, this white kid wasn't white. He was native. Oh, shit. The Democrats got beat up. Like, Democrats went off. Was like, yo, this white kid shouldn't be wearing any of this. This is racist. He's wearing blackface. Oh, it's not blackface. It's black and red for the colors. Well, he shipped me in a Native American headdress. And he's like, oh, no, he is Native American. We fucked up. And then it came out that he wasn't Native American. And he was just... But why don't I tell the story cycle and moved on? That's why I love the world. The world is such a funny, funny place. So let me ask you, I just want to go around the room real quick. DJ Cesire, do you have any, I want to come to you last. Because I think I have a problem with your, I think I have a problem with your answer. So let me go to you, New York first. Do you think a kid going to a game wearing half black, half red face, and a native head garb is ignorant?
Well, I kind of know the, I kind of like know the whole story. Like I don't think it's ignorant. Especially obviously, if you say the kid is like Native American now, like I don't think it's ignorant. Like I don't, but I think it's just like what. I don't know if the full story was told that first time or if the full story was told that first time and then it got taken out of context and we just only see, you know, half of the kid's face and it was just in blackface. Like, the way that they showed it and the way that people received it, like, it is clearly black and red. So that's clearly the team colors. So that's really not the problem. I mean, I can understand, like, a kid in, like, blackface and then somebody is fair-skinned of that kid, you can automatically assume, well, it's not right to automatically assume, but just to think that he's white and just think that his whole face is covered in blackface, yeah, I think we would have a problem with that. But clearly you can interpret if his face is half black and half red, he's repping the team colors. At that time in the part of the stadium, and if he had the little headdress, the Native American headdress on, I mean, that's another problem in itself if he's not from that orientation or that culture. But, I mean, if he is, you can't really say nothing about that. I think this shit was taken out of context and then to rile people up and then all of a sudden then – when the media or whoever just showed the actual full story of it, then people was like, oh. And taken aback by it, but I don't think people would really want to admit that they was wrong about it and for their opinions and their take about it. So that's my thoughts on it.
Blur.
You know what? I didn't see the outrage or the backlash. I had only saw the picture, and I didn't really pay no attention. I saw the kid wearing the black and red face, and blackface never even crossed my mind. I thought wearing the headrest was going to be a problem. And I didn't really, like, even get into the comments on it or even hear about it. Like, oh, damn. I'm like, but you know what? It's a Chiefs game. They must be mad about the Chiefs headrest and everything. And, you know, just like the Washington Redskins, like, it's only going to be a matter of time before they come for all these names. Even though the Chiefs ain't really, I mean, it's not Redskins, so. But I didn't even think blackface never even crossed my mind. Not for a millisecond, because it wasn't blackface, I guess. I mean, I guess I could see why people would be mad, like, yo, why would you even let your kid, like, put the blackface makeup on, even like, half his face? It's like, you could have did red and white, you could have did red and gold, you could have did an all red face. So there were other options. But, I mean, that wasn't nothing to be up in arms about. I mean, definitely, to me, the headrest was a bigger issue than the half-black face.
Okay. DJ Cesar.
I'm basically listening exactly what Laura said. The same thing. And then the half face thing isn't, I mean, a lot of football fans have their face painted. And a lot of teams' colors is half black. So you see that all the time. So I'm wondering if it was just the face paint without the headdress, if it wouldn't have been as, notable. I thought, again, his face wasn't all the way black. So I don't understand. Like I said, I didn't see the picture where they just showed the side profile where it was just a black face. But if you saw the headdress and you saw that he's wearing a jersey, you might have could have assumed that it wasn't all black face. Like, it doesn't go with the team colors. It doesn't make sense. And two, it's just like I said, I mean, there's some people that, have gold paint all over. I mean, they usually do face painting. And no team's colors is just black. So luckily, that's not really a thing. But I thought it was more about the headdress. I don't know how official the headdress was. I know, 15 years ago probably wouldn't have been that big of a deal with the headdress, but I know that we are getting a little bit more and more aware that, headdresses and things like that aren't to just be worn. Now, if his grandfather gave him a headdress because his grandfather was the chief of a tribe or tribal, senior, then I guess that's a different thing. But I don't think that you would respect – I would think you would respect it enough to not wear it at a football game because they're supposed to be sacred. Right?
I mean, it makes sense, but I don't know what native rules are,
And that's another thing we don't know. We don't know, but
I had a person try to tell me that. Who was I having a conversation with? And this is when I knew it was time to I was having a conversation with somebody. It was like, did you know that the term redskin isn't even racist?
Yeah, that's what they were telling people on YouTube, because it depends on who you follow. But all those liberal groups were saying that. And that was...
Liberal groups?
Conservative groups, and all of the people, the people that wanted to sue the organization for changing to the Commanders, that is what they were saying, that Redskins not a racial slur. Okay. And that they are a group of Native American, or tribal, members who aren't offended because it's not a slur. I don't believe it.
I know. I forgot who I was having a conversation with. And, because I'm ignorant to it, I can't act like I'm part of the Native community. I don't know. But I feel like, so my question to them was, would you call a Native person the Redskin to their face? And they're like, no. That probably means it's you would have to ask if it's okay if you didn't say. You're not going to say, hey, what up, Redskin? And then if they look at you, it's not offensive.
I'm telling you, it's not offensive. You can't be offended by that.
So, I forgot who I was talking to.
I swear, everybody wants to bamboozle somebody into thinking the opposite. I'm not even going to get into this. I was so pissed off this morning in an NPR segment because of the whales. And it fucking pissed me off.
What are they doing with the whales? They eating them?
So, our energy company, Dominion, wants to build some wind turbines, some wind windmills for
energy
off the coast. And they have issues. They're being sued because they're saying this activity is going to kill the whales. Now, I don't know the science behind how the building or the employment or the whatever deployment of wind turbines kill whales. I don't know if it messes up migration patterns and stuff or confuses them because of, current changes. I don't know, but they say it kills them. But guess what? There's no data showing that it kills them. So
they don't know if it's true or not.
The only people that are suing them are the companies that are under fossil fuel. But they have all these people coming out saying, save the whales. Don't build these. Save the whales.
By digging for oil.
Right, because the wind, harnessing the wind is going to destroy our ecology so much. We need to start digging for more coal. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It pisses me off. And they're the same people that want to cut funding to protect endangered species.
They're probably eating whales.
I can't stand it.
That's an odd argument. You grab me another drink while you're down there? All right, so I guess we're done with that. Y'all got anything else on that?
Listen, bamboozled, not a slur. Tells me to say the N-word and a slur.
It just means ignorant. What else we got? Christmas is coming up. Y'all got any big plans for the holiday? Are you a Christmas person? Are you what's your take on the Christmas holiday? I'm a Scrooge about the holidays. I feel like it's all for absolutely nothing. It's just a waste of money. Y'all got anything on it?
Christmas is coming fast, man. I ain't even gonna front. I still feel like it's February. I can't believe it's already early December. Like this whole year went by fast. And everybody say that at the end of the year it went by so fast, but I really do feel like it went by fast. Like I'm appalled that it's already the end of the year. Like I've been at my job another whole year. Like I can't imagine it. Like I didn't expect to be at this job this long, but it's just the passage of time. But Christmas always brings that up to me. It's like, yo, damn, the year is over. I ain't spending no money though. I ain't even gonna front. I'm not doing no big plans. Hopefully I get to eat good, but that's about it as far as Christmas. Hopefully everybody who's still here is still here when Christmas get here and they get to see it another Christmas. But yeah, only plans I got is to eat good and to make it to the end of Christmas.
Oh man, what about you, New York? What you got?
Same thing. Like this year blew by fast, and it's kind of like it's kind of like sad to me because like y'all mean this the last year I'll be like fully in the house next year. I'm going to have to start going back into the office. I'm kind of dreading that right now. But, like, man, it's been, like, a full 3 years. I stayed in the house working from home. So, like, yeah, the year definitely went by fast. Other than that, Christmas holiday, I'm just planning to just spend with family. I'm not spending no money. Just spending with family, stuff like that. That's really what it is about. Other than that, like for like New Year's and stuff like that, I'm definitely this like my last year being 30. So like next year I'm gonna be turning 31. So I mean I'm trying to end this year off with a bang. So I'm going back to New York. You know what I mean, gonna end the year off going to like a wrestling match or something like that. And I'm just gonna spend the holidays in New York, see what happens out there. But other than that, yeah, really ain't nothing too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about Christmas. Kind of get to kick it with the folks. You know what I mean? But it's just too much money. It's like I got to put up my lights this week, and that shit takes forever. I got to find out where them shits is at. Just bah.
Oh, you better than me, though. Because I know how people get around this time with the decorations. I swear, like, when you take down that tree and you put the lights up and you save them for, like, another Christmas and how them shits get so tangled, bro, I would throw them away and I'd just buy a whole new row of lights. I wouldn't even worry about untangling. I ain't got the time for that. I ain't even got the patience for that. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I just buy a whole new row of lights.
That's what usually what happens in our house. We start getting the lights out, we plug them up, having them shits work, having them shits don't, just throw them shits in the trash and start all over, you know. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, I mean, look, we got a kid. Oh, that farts. Thanks. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, my bad. I just passed gas. It's a rough one. Eating good fiber, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't. It's rough, right? Just because we got a kid, you know, he enjoys it, he loves it, so that's kind of where we at with it. So we got to do all the bullshit so the kid has fun and we're good parents. So that's it. All right, what else we got? What else we got? What else we got on the docket? Might not have much. We might be in the early.
Hold up, man. Something I wanted to ask y'all about, and this is a little bit early, so I don't even know if y'all seen it because I just heard about it or I just saw the video on it today. And I wanted to ask, I was hoping that New York would be on if I could get an opinion on it. All right, let me just give y'all the backstory. So on the Joe Budden podcast, like a week ago, they brought up Cam and Mace, told a story about running the train on a chick or whatever. Melissa Ford, you know, the video vixen from years ago or whatever, she's part of the podcast. She said, hey, do y'all think them telling the story was a poor taste with everything that's going on, with all the stuff we saw with sexual assault coming in the news and everything? Like, yeah, they're telling the story about a long time ago, but it could have been underage girls in the whorehouse or whatever. And everybody on the podcast like, yo, like, who said anything about that? Why would you take their story and take it there? Cool. Cam and Mace on their show, they kind of laughed about it, like, yo, don't put that on us. Like, yo, we get some people to send you back across the border. I mean, stuff like that. They handled it real nice and polite. Like, yo, don't even put us in something like that. She went back on her show and apologized, like, oh, my bad. I shouldn't even have said that. You know, hey, clearly I was thinking something that wasn't, like, even in the picture, and I shouldn't have put it out there. I'm thinking everything is cool. Cameron goes on Instagram Live either yesterday or today and says, nah, fuck that. Don't apologize. We stand on business. He's like, I was going to get to you when I got to you. So, nah, you don't get to apologize now. I still got to go in. You shouldn't have said all that. And I'm like, you can't first say something and address it and treat it like a joke. The person apologized and then say, nah, fuck the apology. Stand on what you said because I'm still going to get at you. And I'm like, I was thinking to myself, like, yo, this can't be, that don't sound right. That ain't the proper order of things. Like, if you're going to go let something go, then you're going to let it go. You can't sit there and say, nah, you got to stand on that until I'm ready to deal with you. And then I'm like, am I tripping? Like, is that how things go? Like, someone can say something to insult you, and you just, like, you get to just bring it up whenever you want or whatever, whether they apologize or not? Or am I looking at this wrong?
No, you're not, because,
you know,
like, oh, go ahead, New York.
No, no, like, you go ahead first.
No, I always talk, man. Go ahead, because I'm going to fire Cam up.
No, because I was so glad that Blair brought this up, because I literally have the interview, not the interview. I have Cam's live pulled up on YouTube in front of my, my laptop right now, and I was actually going to watch the live after we get off this show, right? Because I seen him put up a post on his Instagram. I seen the whole shebang or whatever, right? And I seen that he posted on his Instagram a picture of Melissa Ford. Like, yeah, what you did was cute. I told you in his picture. And he put up with a picture of Melissa Ford. He's like, I told you don't touch me in his picture. What you did with this whole shebang was cute, but we standing on business. Fuck your apology, y'all mean. We was busy, but we going to address it when I got time to. And then I seen that the live came out. And I wanted to watch the live, but I didn't have time to watch the live. So I actually have the video, actually, the tab pulled up right now. It's on pause. I was about to watch it after this show. But I understand, like, the sentiment. Like, I feel for Melissa Ford. Like, Melissa Ford was the video girls back in the one of the video girls back in the day. Like, she's beautiful, this, that, and the third. Like, I don't want no hate coming to a Melissa Ford. I really appreciate what she does and what she brings to, like, the Joe Budden podcast and stuff like that. I hate it had to be her. But, like, you have to understand, when you, like it, This is Harlem. They go, look, Harlem is, they talk that talk, like, regardless of whatever you, like, anybody from Harlem gonna talk, they talk, regardless of whatever you gonna think or not. Like, you think about, like, what, Mace, Cam, Jim Jones, you know what I mean, J.R. Ryder, everybody from Harlem, Lux, Moore, everybody, bro, everybody gonna talk, they sit, that's what they do, that's what they known best for. That's what they know best for. So I'm not going to take it to heart, because, but you already know how Cam is. He's going to stand on business. He's going to stand on business regardless of wherever you stand in the industry. I think, like, at the end of the day, I mean, it's kind of, like, bad for business and bad for Brandon. I mean, if you had, like, a little show, like, I mean, like, a upstanding show like Shannon Sharp or something like the takes on ESPN and stuff like that. But, no, this is Cam'ron, and this is Cam'ron true to his actual self. I wouldn't expect Cam'ron to just dismiss this shit and act like it was just like nothing. No, it's something serious, and it's something that he had to put his take on. And then I wouldn't expect him to be like, nah, just to dish it off to the side and be like, nah, I accept your apology. No, he gonna talk shit just like you, any other person. So I really want to hear his take on it. I really want to hear his take on it, but I haven't heard his take on it to actually, like, give a official all-around opinion. But, yeah, I thank you for bringing that up, Blair, because I'm definitely about to watch the live after we get off the phone.
My biggest problem is Cam just made a huge mistake. Well, I don't know how big of a mistake it was because I didn't do no research. But in that same pod, well, it wasn't the Joe Budden pod, it was Cam'ron pod, he was saying that Dirk Nowitzki had a baby by a whore. And everybody was like, I don't know. And then he was like, oh, my apologies, I might be mistaken. And I ain't saying Cam should be fried for that. But, like, people make mistakes. Melissa jumped out there, you know, it was that whole woman thing. She may not be wrong. They said they was in a whorehouse. That's she shouldn't have said it, but she issued an apology. And I think that, you know, sometimes when you're talking for a living and you know, you got to stand on what you say. Yeah, but if you make a mistake, like, I don't understand why you can't just apologize for mistakes nowadays, especially if you do it right away. It's not like she did it the very next pod, because they all pointed out, like, yo, you're kind of inferring some things that, you know, could not be true. And that shit is probably, they're probably right. It might not be true. And she apologized.
And that's
for it.
But that's,
yeah,
the thing,
she apologized.
Right? If you think about, like, that type of stature and your celebrity at that point, especially in the midst of what's going on between Diddy and stuff like that, I mean, yeah, I mean, I side with you on that, right? But your character is still questioned at that point. If you don't answer it, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know how he, and how Cam'ron answered it. I mean, Cam'ron can go to the extreme, so I already know, but, like, sometimes you being silent on a topic, like, it don't do you any good, especially when you're, like, at that status of celebrity type shit. So you kind of, like, I don't know.
He wasn't silent. He said, what him and May said, I thought, like, you know, I mean, I thought they were right to say, too. Like, yo, we ain't never taken nothing from nobody. They laughing, they joking about it. Like, well, like, saying that I got people on ice, I thought was hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, we'll get you deported. I'll make a phone call and get you deported. I thought that was absolutely genius. So it wasn't like they were silent on it, but to say, no, you got to stand in that, we stand on business, you got to stand there until I address it, don't apologize. I'm just confused because, yeah, like I said, I'm all about consistency. He just apologized for saying something fucked up about Dirk the same day.
So well, I think the difference in that, the difference in that is that, like, he apologized for just making a mistake. He didn't apologize for alluding to criminal activity, to doing something criminal. So there is a slight difference there. But, yeah, once somebody apologized, they apologize. You ain't got to accept they apologize, but you can't double down and be like, nah. You don't get to apologize. You gotta stand. You gotta stand by what you said until I address it. That's like that was the weird thing to me. Like, yo, one, you already addressed it. Like, if you don't like how you address it, and you're, I'm gonna let you watch the his live, but he talked about why they did it that way. And he was like, in his mind, he was thinking like, yo, I'm gonna get to it when I get, even if it's a month from now when I get to it, when I have time. 2 months from now, whenever I get to it, I'm gonna get to you. And I'm like, that ain't how it worked. Like. You addressed it. Now, if you don't say nothing, and that's cool, like, you're allowed to address something. Someone says something about you, you should be allowed to share your point of view on it. But once you do, however you chose to address it, you can't be like, nah, 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 that wasn't my real opinion on it. That was only for right then. Y'all got to wait for when I really talk about it. But you got to stand in that until I get back to you. And I'm like, that don't sound right. That don't sound like it makes sense to me.
It's just all weird, man.
Hey, can I move a goalpost real quick or nah?
Yeah, go ahead. Me? Yes, the off-ramp. Do you, player?
So, if you're down fighting you for some shit that they know it wasn't your fault, but you got to be the fall guy for it, it shit like that, but they want you back because you're more knowledgeable about the system or some shit that y'all go through or whatever that y'all go through, right? Or whatever, right? And then they come back and say sorry, whatever, and you know what I mean? You go like a couple of months, they want y'all back. They want you back. You accept the apology, you know what I mean? This, that, and a third. This all based off with professionalism or whatever, right? But you come back and just say, like, nah, nah, nah. You accept the apology, but, like, fuck that. Nah, this is what the company that had me go through, this, that, and the third, boom, boom, boom. You speak on it. Is that a problem or not?
I think so. Like, once you take that job back and you go back to working there, like, the speaking on it is like, you back. Like, you accepted their apology or whatever. You accepted the job offer, which is the same thing. Hopefully, if you right then, I'm like, nah, 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 y'all did some fucked up shit. Y'all, when we come back, I need double the pay. I need a raise or something. Like, get that right then. But if you don't, then it's like, all right, you got what you got out of it. You can't keep bringing it up after you done accepted they offer or accepted they apology. You back.
Yeah, that's odd, man. God bless Cam and them, man. I hope they, The funny thing is, I know it. Whatever it is, it's going to be funny. It's going to be terrible, but it's going to be funny. So
I don't think, I would, see, that's it. I don't think it's going to be terrible. I think it's a good way. It's kind of like, it's a bad way to go about it, but I think it's a good way to generate traffic to both of these podcasts because now, you know what I mean, you got beef between both of these podcasts, and now people are going to feed in and tune in and watch in to see, like, what Melissa has to say and what Cam has to say. And that's driving more what's it called, traffic to their podcast, and that's generating more revenue. So, like, for the entertainment purposes, I think it's genius.
That's actually why I think they're not going to talk about it. Because Cam actually said something like that. He said, yo, we don't worry about y'all. We don't follow y'all. Y'all just going to use this to create more content. That's probably why you did it. And I think they're going to go the opposite direction. They're going to be like, all right, we ain't talking about it. That's what I would do anyway. And I was looking, what made me think about it and bring it up, because I was on Instagram and I saw Melissa Ford. She was like, people keep asking me how I'm doing, and it's just, she was like, I'm never sweeter or something like that. Essentially saying she ain't bothered by it. And I'm thinking that's the attitude they're going to take. They're not even going to address it, or they're going to address it by saying, oh, we ain't talking about it, it's whatever. And they're not going to give it no energy because, I mean, Cameron kind of threw that out there like, yo, y'all doing this just for clicks and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing it just for clicks. They're the ones who readdressed it, but, you know, I don't know. Should be all for a good time and a good conversation whenever they drop. I think either way it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, I really thought Cameron was doing it for clicks, to be honest with you. And I fucked with Cam, but I felt like, yo, is he doing this just for clicks? Because now he realized he didn't capitalize off of the situation as much as he should have. But I don't know. That's when I thought I watched it. It's like a 27-minute, Insta-Live or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. It was entertaining because it's Cameron. He's going to be entertaining. But I felt like this was a little just for clicks. Let me keep some attention, keep this heat on me while I got it.
Yo, 27 minutes is a long time. A 27-minute live?
Yeah, he talked about a couple things. He talked about a couple things. And Joe Noriega, Melissa Ford, Queen Flip, his show, Mace, what he's doing for black women. he covered a lot of things.
What he's doing for black women. Look, I get it that he got a stat baby on there, but
watch the live, man. Can he talk about it? That's exactly what he talked about. Talking about how he hired her right out of school while she was still in school, gave her money and ever. Now she's got her own show on a network. She's producing another show on a network, and he probably paid her more than everybody that Joe pays on the Joe Budden podcast. So, because he empowers black women. He putting them in a position. He ain't just using them.
Oh, he went there. I don't know why he got beef with Joe. Joe ain't saying nothing. But that's funny, though.
Well, yeah. When you get a chance, watch it. But essentially say, yo, y'all chose to leave that in there. Y'all could have took that part out. But that's why I'm like, yo, it seems like you reaching, homie. But, you know.
Yeah. I think they did say, let's cut that out. And she said no. I don't know. I have to go back. I'm not going to go back and listen. It don't matter. All right. What else you got, Blair?
Yo, something's been on my heart, all day. And I know nobody else going to care but me. But I'm hating again. I was hating before on my man. And I'm hating again. I don't know if y'all know the actor Joshua Jackson. He played Casey in Dawson's Creek, white boy.
And JoJo?
Yes.
What's that?
Jason won't.
Casey and JoJo?
Beast Bum won't know who you're talking about, but I know who you're talking about. He's not.
He's well known for dating, and I won't say exclusively, all his public relationships have been with black women, black models, skinny black women. He's kind of been the poster boy for, because a lot of, I'd be on the blogs and the websites for the skinny black girls. They don't feel like they get left out of the black girl love. It's always only for the thick girls. And then his name always comes up he loves skinny black women. He got my girl, man. Lupita Nyong'o. She done went over, and now she's messing with the white chocolate. I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hating. I'm mad. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Not you. Not you,
mm-hmm.
man. Not the princess of Wakanda.
His boyfriend.
Who's her previous boyfriend?
Kind of heavyset black dude. I don't know what he did, but they were doing Instagram dances and stuff together.
Oh, she likes fat guys?
Yeah, he was
good for her. She got good taste.
She with a white boy now, man. She with a white boy. And I like Casey when he was on Dawson's Creek, man. He's a good actor. A good actor. And apparently he liked black women. So, I fuck with you. He got good taste.
If you're a white dude named KC.
No, his name is Josh.
If you're a white dude named KC and JoJo.
Why do you keep saying KC and JoJo?
That's what he said his name was.
He said on Dawson's Creek, the character's name was Casey. C-A-S-E-Y. Not KC.
On KC, we respect
JoJo.
JoJo.
His name is Joshua. Like Jesus. Joshua Ben Yosef. Anyway. I'm sorry. I would feel the same way. I mean, look at what that one man did.
Who messed it up? Wasn't she messing with Black Panther?
No.
Well, he died. I guess it's not. Well,
she was making
for the movie.
Posts and stories and stuff, at least making it sound like her last dude cheated, which you don't got to get a nigga back like that. You don't go all the way to the other side just because I want to find you another one. There is another black man out there for you.
Hmm. I mean, maybe.
I tell my son the same thing. I tell my son the same thing every time he trying to mess with someone who's not black. Like, man, it's cool. There is a black girl out there. Don't give up on them yet. Go find you one. There's another one. It didn't work out with that one. Don't go to the other side of your shit. Go find you another black girl.
Does he not date black girls?
Oh, his girlfriend now is black, but before, I mean, I asked him what his girlfriend was, and he said she mixed. I'm like, okay. It was like German and black. Like, that's white, man. Just because you say German and white, what are you talking about?
He said German and black. She black.
She mixed. She mixed. You could have just said white and black. Yeah. You don't got to say German.
1% rule, yo.
He cheated on her? I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Well, like, maybe her pussy wet.
Don't go ignorant. Honest.
So what?
Please.
Even if that's the case, so what, man? Be a man of your word. Don't cheat.
Dumper.
Yo, maybe he tried, yo.
He's not cute.
No, well, shout out to Lupita, her white man.
I mean, Joshua Jackson. Cuter.
Joshua Jackson?
Yes.
Who's that?
The white boy.
Oh. KC and JoJo. All right.
And he's Canadian, so who knows?
You know she ain't. Look, he just using her, though.
Why?
That's the same reason why Travis Kelce used that black woman. For popularity.
He dated at least two.
Uh-huh. And then what'd he do? Now, I ain't mad at him for upgrading. And I'm not saying he upgraded because she's white. I'm saying he upgraded because she's worth a billy. But he used her. He don't love that $1 billion. All right, what else you got, Blur? Is that it?
Yeah, man, I just wanted to share my pain, man. Lupita went to the other side, and now I'm mad. I don't know if y'all want to talk about paying college athletes and save that for another day, but.
Yeah, we talk about saving college athletes on a day when we got some time. But, I mean, yeah, let's wait for that. Let's get on out of here, man. I think it was a good show. I'm getting bit by a barracuda. Think we put in enough time tonight. Revisit some of these topics next week. And that's about it. All right, we'll call it a night. New York, you got anything else that you want to discuss before we hop out of here? Only got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, nah, I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci.
All right, well, DJ, you got anything to say before we roll?
No. I'll see y'all next week. Hopefully it'll be better than this one.
Yeah, DJ, she's on inside of Rafa Moss. She was sick. Work been beating her up. She had a new employee, and a new employee got sick.
It didn't come in today.
So she's had a rough evening. I plan on being out sick tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is. Blur, you got anything?
Oh, man. Stack your coins if you're going to do anything stupid. Like throw rice bowls at people. Because you will go to jail or you will be working at Chipotle. Stack your coins if you're going to shoot up people's cars. Because you will be going to jail. Or you will be pleading to a lower charge and you won't be able to go to Memphis. And date every black woman you can before you decide to switch sides and go to the white people. Just give black girls one more chance. One more chance.
They be fucking up, though. All right. New York, New York. Floor is yours.
Hey, look, whatever you do, don't go to Australia. If you do, let me know. Let me know how that trip was because I won't be going. Other than that, I mean, it's cold weather outside. Check on your cars because, you know, this type of weather, your car will let you know what's wrong with it. Other than that, you know what I mean, stay positive, stay safe, be blessed. Enjoy the holidays with your family. And then one more other thing, like, I just got to get off my chest, you know what I mean? I motherfucking hate Napoleon ice cream. I don't know if it's Napoleon or whatever that shit is called, the little joint with the chocolate, the motherfucking vanilla, and the strawberry joint that come in the containers together. Neapolitan, that's what it is. Not Napoleon, Neapolitan. I hate that shit. Keep that shit far away from me. I don't want it. I don't want to see it. I don't want nothing to do with it. Other than that, have a good show.
I don't know if you can just leave the show like that.
I know,
like,
what flavor is it that you don't like?
Like, I feel like, first of all,
I need more answers, man.
I feel like y'all shouldn't have corrected me. Y'all should have just let him say Napoleon and let him get that off. I feel like y'all corrected him, was fucking up the joke, and was fucking up my man Venton. Yeah, but, hey, do you got a problem with... it's got to be strawberry, right? Nobody got a problem with vanilla and chocolate.
I got a problem with my ice cream touching. I got a problem with mint chocolate being put together. I got a problem with the cornbread touching the greens. We didn't even get to the Thanksgiving topic. Why my cornbread soggy? Because the green juice is seeping into it. Like, I hate that. Like, I don't want my ice cream touching. I don't want my ice cream touching the way I don't want my food touching.
Military style.
Now,
can't be touching.
But I'm confused. If it's all ice cream, what's it touching?
I'm actually with him on that one. I don't hate it, but I don't want the chocolate. So I'm trying to get as much strawberry and vanilla as I can, but I keep getting scoops of chocolate because they touch it. I feel you on that one.
Chocolate ice.
I need y'all to get over yourselves. That's a terrible take. New York, what flavors you going for?
Look, the cookies and cream always. Cookies and cream always. I like the pecan, the pecan, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? I mean, that's about it. To be honest with you, I mean, I do the Tana Tea ice cream if I'm feeling bougie, you know what I mean? A salted caramel, that, you know what I mean? But other than that, like, it's not too many ice creams I like.
But when you do the Napoleon, like, which ice cream don't you want touching? You don't want the strawberry touching the chocolate? Or, like, do you not like the strawberry? Do you not like the vanilla? Do you not like the chocolate?
I just don't like all three of them to be in the same container because it kind of like, yeah, you know I mean, like I think it's either the strawberry or the vanilla. I don't know. I probably don't even like. Nah, you know what? It's the chocolate that bothers me. I don't want to say it, but it's kind of like the chocolate that bothers me. That's what it is. Why is it chocolate there? You got the strawberry and vanilla. Like, strawberry and vanilla, you know what I mean, go together, right? But, like, you know what I mean, why not put the strawberry in the middle of the chocolate and the vanilla? Because the strawberry can go with the chocolate or the strawberry can go with the vanilla. But why you got the vanilla in the middle between the chocolate and the strawberry? Like, it don't make sense to me.
You want your Napoleon like Lupita. No chocolate.
I'm a meter and I'm going to fix all this. But I don't know, man. I think you got different kinds because the Napoleon that I buy got the chocolate in the middle. And I kind of want the chocolate on the side by itself because I can have just my vanilla and my strawberry and avoid the chocolate.
Man, you don't like Lupita either. You don't like chocolate either. It's a damn shame. How do y'all people not like chocolate? My kid don't like chocolate. That's why I'll be ready to make another one, y'all. I got to get it right the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he eat Oreo cookies, and I'm like, so you got to like chocolate if you eat Oreo cookies. But all right, man. That was a New York, you should have brought that up 30 minutes ago because I still have a bunch of more questions. But we'll save that for next week. It's been a good show. And we out of here. The computer is buffering again. I don't know why it does this.